Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Wednesday means Brett Ciancia here in hour one, about 15 minutes from Mark. Brad will be with us. Pick Six Previews does a wonderful job. Top of hour two, we'll go down to the boot. Blake Ruffino checks in as well. We'll talk all things LSU and whatever else we get into with Mr. Blake Ruffino. 615-844-5600. That is the CTO line, the call text option line. Know your acronyms. Yeah, when you hook up with the show, know your acronyms. There's a lot of them on the show. 615-844-5600. Excuse me. The voice just decided to act up right there when I got to the zeros. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Something I did not get to yesterday. It's not important at all. But a lot of you have been wishing me happy birthday. And I appreciate very much your kindness. I do. It's not my birthday. I don't know any other way to say that. Somehow Facebook thinks, and one of the million reasons I hate, okay, I know, H word is really strong. Be careful with the H word, Bill. I get it. I hate Facebook. It's evil. It's everything about it. But I'm on there. I'm not active on there ever. But I'm on there. And remember somebody hacked it. I had, I don't know, tens of thousands of followers or whatever you want to call it, and I had to change it a couple of years ago. It got hacked, and you guys were getting messages that weren't mine, and it's just evil. But somehow it thinks that my birthday is in May, May 5th. I have no idea why. Don't really care other than it's not my birthday. I want to reiterate, I appreciate you reaching out, your kindness, and saying, hey, Bill, happy birthday. I got people that I haven't talked to in God knows decades. Hey, Bill, happy birthday. Again, I appreciate it. It's just not my birthday. My birthday's in July. I was born in July. I assume that's when my birthday is, right? Is that how that works? Appreciate the kind gestures. I do. No, I do. I know you mean well, because how would you know, right? It's not your job to know. I'm just telling you, it's not in May. Now, a couple of you remember from the last couple of years when we've gone through this. This is not the first year this happened. It's been happening for a couple of years. for whatever reason. Also, a couple of years ago, I made the mistake of wasting about 5 minutes of my life trying to fix that to no avail. On Facebook. I don't know. Apparently, you can't change it. Once there's some date in there, you can't change it. At least that's the way I understood it. So, apologies, but again, birthday ain't in May. In my best Southern slang, my birthday ain't in May. But thank you. Now, if somebody wants to send me a Pappy's 23 because they think that my birthday's in May, I'll take it. I don't know if anybody's got it at all, but nonetheless, that's what I needed to get going. That's must not be a real newsy day if that's the first thing I mention when I come on here. May, now, look, let me say this about May. It wouldn't be a bad month to have a birthday. May, maybe, my favorite month. Love it. It's springy. It's starting to turn into summer. I'm okay that it's the non-plank portion. Totally okay with that. Memorial weekend is probably my favorite holiday. Just love it. And, yeah, peeking around the corner is the big, bad plank portion that we all love. Yeah, they can turn this into a pro blueprint, which they're doing. And right now, we all still love it. Now, I don't know how long we can all hang on. Maybe a long time, okay? But for now, we're all hanging on. The on-the-field product is still the item that we all boil it down to, and we still love that. We do. One thing I didn't bring up yesterday, on Tuesday, when we got into you know, the conversations we have about the future and what it's going to look like, etc., which is real. We need to have these conversations. I don't want to sound apologetic about the leadership, and I don't mean the NCAA. I just mean the member institutions, which does, I guess I do mean the NCAA, because the NCAA is the member institutions, but I mean the leadership, the ADs, the conference commissioners, and there are some knuckleheads in there. No doubt about it. We all know this. But all the complaining that's going on, and I'm one of them, guilty as charged, happily guilty as charged, it's not like they have much of a choice. They're in federal court. And they're about to be given a nasty outcome that they have no choice about. No choice. Doesn't matter what they think. Doesn't matter what they say. Doesn't matter what I say. When it comes down to the court system, it's going to be a nasty outcome costing billions of dollars. There's nothing they can do about it. I might not like the way it's going, which I do not at all, but it's real. It's coming. Nothing can be done to stop it. Now, again, I'll talk about it when it fits the show. I'll complain about it when it fits. But it's not going to change the outcome. The outcome is 100% certain, not 90%, not 99.9999 repeating. It's 100% certain. This is going to a employer blueprint. It's going to a pro business model. And it will only morph more so in the years to come. It will not reverse. The genie is out of the bottle. Let me explain it. The genie is so far out of the bottle right now that the genie is on another planet. No way to get the genie back in the bottle. Even if the genie was right here by the bottle, couldn't get her back in. You can't get the soap that's out of the tube back in the tube. You ever tried that? Doesn't work. I don't think I've tried it, but it wouldn't work. Anybody ever seen a video of somebody saying, yeah, you know what, if you accidentally squirt out some toothpaste, there's actually a way to get it back in the tube. Watch this. I've never seen that video. It ain't going back in the tube. And the way this is trucking down the train tracks is not going to revert back. We know this. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, if it's on the internet, it's true. Happy new birthday. Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. You want to have two dates where you can say happy birthday? May 5th and July 5th. Maybe I've just got two. I don't know that that's if you're supposed to have two. But maybe I get two. Maybe I get a Pappy's 23 on one of them and then a 20 on the other. Don't know who's got one, but. that'd be nice. Now, Tom knows the trick. Tom actually sent me a happy birthday note the other day, laughing about it, knowing it isn't real. So he knows it. But nonetheless, all good fun. If the biggest problem I have is getting the birthday wrong, I think it's going to be A-okay, right? Think it's going to be good. Brett Cianci here in a couple of minutes on this Wednesday edition. This is the time of year when he is doing his academic work on what we did call the P5, even though I eliminated the P5 many years ago. In a stroke of genius, years ago, I said there's no P5, there's a P4. The West Coast is, and this is well before the implosion, the West Coast is detached from the rest of the planet of college football. And that doesn't mean that Washington didn't have a heck of a year in 23. Same for Oregon. Teams like that, very good years, excellent years. Got all the way to the national championship game. But yeah, it's a P4. But anyways, Brett Cianci, this time of year, is studying. And he's doing his academic work on the teams he covers, which is, I guess, the same group. They're just in different leagues. So he's got to make note of that. Just got, you probably heard the ding, a text from Brett. One team that he's been studying last couple of days is Lubbock, Texas. Remember when Tubbs was out there and sounded depressed? Well, that's the team, different coach, that he's studying right now. Said, mention that, Bill, when you get me on. Brett Cianci when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume increasing already coming up through Franklin Brentwood on 65 going northbound. Coming up out of Williamson County. Looks good at the moment down through Millersville on 65 going southbound. Some rain in certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Please be careful coming out of the Clarksville area, Montgomery County. We saw some rain up through there. It's affecting the interstate. Again, a little bit of extra time just to be on the safe side as it continues to build. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You won't regret it. Check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
The battle for a seventh straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows, don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, hit in the left field, base hit. Here comes Michael. He's going to score. 5-4 Atlanta.
Tonight, Truist Park will be rocking for the second time against the Boston Red Sox as Michael Harris and the Braves take the field in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Let's see, Big Six Previews on Wednesdays. Brett, you are in your academic work right now for your release that comes up later. Texas Tech is one you mentioned.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, hope everyone had a great time down at the Destin event. And, yeah, Texas Tech, I'm working through the Big 12. And this conference is wide open as any. I know we say that a lot of off seasons, but honestly, team by team I go by, the local media is convinced they have a shot to win the thing. The spirits are high at practice and the coaches, and it just seems like everybody has their eyes on the prize to win the new look Big 12. And, with Texas Tech, you know, they went through some lumps last year. It was supposed to be their biggest year in a long time. First time preseason ranking in 15 years since 2009, since the Leach era. It fell flat right away. They lost the opener to Wyoming, lost to Oregon the next week. They were 1-3 and 3-5 at one point. They rallied late in the year to provide a little bit of a momentum spark here heading into 2024. A lot of that was quarterback issues, injuries. Offensive line had some struggles. But, yeah, moving into 2024, there's still optimism. They signed the number one recruiting class in the new look Big 12. So, you know, Joe McGuire did it again with talent acquisition. They're reloading their roster. So some points there of positivity around the recruiting. The quarterback spot, they're healthy there with Baron Morton back. And they got Taj Brooks. They're one of the best running backs of all time coming back. So those are pieces to build around. But, yeah, yet another team with a high optimism heading into 2024.
And Coach McGuire, another coach that started high school football, started coaching, worked his way up, was on the Baylor staff. And then just a couple of years ago got the job there in Lubbock, Texas. And so far he's done a good job. He really has.
Yeah, I agree, especially when you look back at Texas Tech's profile post-Mike Leach. Of course, Leach had them in bowl games every year and 8, 9, 10 wins. Once he left, it really fell off. A lot of losing seasons in a row. They had good offenses, elite offenses, but no defense to back it up. So a more balanced program. Here's a stat for you on defense. I think they allowed 26 points per game, top 40 in the country. That doesn't really sound incredible or sound great, but when you consider it with Texas Tech's profile, that's the best defense they've had since 2009. So Tim DeReuter, a great defensive coordinator hire by McGuire, they were able to retain him. Defensively, though, they got to reload all four defensive line starters, all four secondary starters. So it's a lot of rebuild happening on defense. I'll throw one more thing here in on offense for them. It's just they've had terrible quarterback luck with the injuries. And I know a lot of teams go through injury runs, but to have it targeted at one position like this, I think is pretty unprecedented. The last time they've gone a full season with a starter, all 12 games, no injuries, was Pat Mahomes back 2016. So almost a decade of quarterback injuries. Tyler Shuck, it was his third straight year being knocked out early. So hopefully they get some consistency and some health there with Baron Morton coming back. But I agree with you with McGuire. One of my favorite interviews I've talked to a lot of head coaches and coordinators. He's towards the top. Very great to talk to, very conversational. You can tell he's just a genuine dude. And that's rubbing off in the recruiting world. He's got his high school connections in Texas, back-to-back top 25 classes at Texas Tech. That's hard to pull off historically. Makes me wonder if they're kind of a sleeping giant heading forward into this new-look conference. I say that just first off with geography and recruiting, because those are the two things you can't really change long-term, especially geography, and they're based in Texas. So they have the location advantage in that new conference.
Yeah. They had a top 25 class, and I've never really looked into it, but they are in Texas. I assume they have some wealthy alum, maybe not like the Aggies or the Longhorns. Probably nobody has that kind of support when it comes to the big money, but I wonder how they are in the transfer portal, if that's something they do much of.
Well, this year they rebuilt two spots, receiver and offensive line. So they lost four offensive line starters and lost all three receiver starters. And they hit the portal hard. They brought in some big names. They got Washington State leading receiver Josh Kelly coming in. They got Jalen Conyers, the big tight end from Arizona State, and I think Oklahoma before that. I think they're doing an okay job. Just like with high school recruiting, the portal is a little bit based off geography because a lot of times it's guys that left their home state and for their second school they want to come back home to their home state. So Texas Tech is located there. I know they're pretty far west within the state. You know, they're not really near the big metroplexes on the east side, but it's still Texas. And good point about not competing with Texas and A&M because they don't have to anymore in this Big 12. It's really – can they out-recruit, TCU and Oklahoma State and the Kansas schools and Utah? And I think that's a much more fair fight. And the way the McGuire has it going with recruiting, they could be the favorites to win that recruiting battle year in, year out. So, very fascinating new conference. Every team I look into, I'm very intrigued by this Big 12.
And the more you look into it, the more it becomes difficult to pick the winner, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Pick the winner, pick last place, pick anything in between. It's like you can make the argument. And if you watch the NFL draft, you'll realize Big 12 was last of the Power 5 conferences in draft picks. Part of that's the talent thing, but part of that really is because they're all coming back to the Big 12. These are some of the most veteran rosters in America. You go through these teams, and I know bad example with Texas Tech. I just rattled off what they're losing, but West Virginia and Iowa State, these teams bring back almost their whole roster. Kansas, a lot of starters back. So when you're going through these teams, it's a lot of experience, a lot of veteran players, and a lot of coaching staffs being retained. And you're bringing in some strong teams from the Pac-12. So it's just wide open. I'm really excited to see how it shakes out.
Mike the Mad Dog Noonan, Georgia says, Brent, which team do you think will be a surprise team? I guess that could be any team, any league. He didn't specify.
Ooh, well.
That's hard. I mean, that's always a hard one for me.
That's a tough one because to call somebody a surprise, I got to see what the preseason expectation is because, I could throw out some teams, but if they're going to be preseason top 10, that's not really a quote surprise. So, Yeah, I mean, well, within this Big 12, I'll just give you two that I just mentioned, Iowa State and West Virginia. These are two extremely veteran teams. I think something like 18, 19, 20 starters coming back off of teams with winning records last year. And with West Virginia, it's physicality. With Iowa State, similar, but great defense and a dynamic quarterback, Rocco Beck, heading into his second year. They found some stars in that snow game, that Snowmageddon, they called it, against Kansas State to end the season. They found a lot of offensive skill weapons, and you really trust John Haycock, their defensive coordinator, running that 3-3-3 dime stack defense. So they know how to defend in the Big 12, so they're always going to have a competitive defense there. So those are two surprise teams I'd throw in the mix. I don't know if you can call Utah a surprise. They might come in towards the top of the favorites board in the Big 12, but it's a team that I feel like is always slept on across the national media, and I feel like I found a gem with Utah year in and year out. And I know they're going to be healthier this year. They had the worst injury run I've ever seen. They got Cam Rising back, and they always have an elite defense. So, Utah, I don't know if you call them a sleeper, but they're definitely a contender here.
Major moves over in West, by God, Virginia. Says, I like what I saw the Kansas State quarterback in the bowl game. What does he think about the future? And obviously, Will Howard's gone, but what's he talking about, Avery Johnson?
Yeah, Avery Johnson really impressed me. There was one game he came in, and they just went quarterback run. He put up 5 rushing touchdowns. He's a very dynamic runner, very elusive. He's able to extend plays and still keep his eyes downfield, too. So some guys scramble to run. He scrambles to do both. I mean, he can scramble and look downfield, make a pass, or just take off with lightning speed. So, yes, that caused a pretty big future quarterback battle between Will Howard and Avery Johnson. And I'm not saying that Howard ran away from it, but, I mean, that definitely factored into his decision to look elsewhere. So I think the writing was on the wall that this Avery Johnson was going to be a star player. And keep in mind, he was a true freshman last year. So, looks pretty dynamic in the bowl game after 15 bowl practices. I think he comes in as one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12 and, could grow into a national quarterback here. It's that special what they have there.
Wonder what they had to do to keep him. People poaching and everything.
Yeah, well, it's almost a perfect storm for Kansas State because he only had a few games of game tape out there. I mean, they probably knew what they had in practice. They clearly did. But I don't know that the rest of the country really recognized that. So, and also you have a true freshman in there. He's 18 years old. He just got to Manhattan and looked by all accounts when Will Howard left that he was going to be the starting quarterback of a Big 12 contender. So I don't know that he was ready to be looking elsewhere too. It seemed like the situation fell into place for him, but don't want to speculate on that stuff. But, he's set up for a great run and, they're putting some good pieces around him too. They just signed Dylan Edwards from Colorado, the speedy running back that really exploded last year. So they're building pieces around them, and I think it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 previews. No Cav up in Chicago notes. If and when the Pac-12 baseball and softball teams get eliminated from their tournaments, the Conference of Champions will be no more. True.
Yeah, very sad, very sad. I'm a Pac-12 defender all the way out here in Pennsylvania. I'm going to miss my midnight and 2 a.m. games watching them. Now, I think they're still going to be in those time slots, those teams. It just will be different conference pairings. There will be Big 12 games now or Cal, Stanford, ACC. So it'll feel weird not seeing them go head-to-head each week. I loved all the history out there. And it's a shame, too, because I think the biggest TV deals ended up matching up with their worst low point of football in the last 100 years. And you could see the football started to turn the corner. They had a great year this year as a conference. They put a team undefeated into the national championship game. They had all the TV metrics in the world with Colorado and USC. So it's a shame because you got a glimpse that they were coming back. It was a strong conference, like we were all saying, but it was too late in terms of the TV stuff. Really shared.
Just quick note, I was talking about it the other day. Apparently, Oregon State and Washington State, the only two leftovers, have a TV deal with CW, and Fox is going to take a couple games. I think CW will air 10 home games between those two. They've got 13 total between the two, and then Fox is going to broadcast 3 of them.
that's a pretty solid landing spot for them. And you know, people might laugh here in CW, but a lot of ACC games were carried on that channel last year. So yeah. That's almost a Power 5 deal. Now, you're not getting the conference rewards and all that, but in terms of Saturdays in the fall, they're going to be nationally televised, which is good to hear. You know, I feel bad for those two fan bases and programs, and their rosters really got gutted by the portal. I just mentioned their lead receiver, Washington State, Josh Kelly, transferred out. That was one of the themes here. A lot of the star players left. The coaching staffs, at least Oregon State staff, left because they want to be in that power division, whatever you call it, Power 5, Power 4. Some might even call it a Power 2, but no, they wanted to compete at the power level, and it's a shame to see that revoked because the fans out there, they care. They pack their stadiums. They might be smaller stadiums, but they're loud and they're packed compared to some of these empty ACC stadiums you see every week. So, yeah, hopefully, it's a good landing spot for 24, but hopefully long-term they find a seat at the big table.
Steve in Sarasota, Florida wants to know, are you to the editing phase in your write-ups?
Not quite. So I'm still research phase. April was a lot of information. It was all the spring games, all the spring practices. That portal window opened up halfway through the month. So it's still absorbing as much info as I can from that. And I'm doing the first write-ups for each team through. Research phase the rest of May, I'd say. And then June, July is the editing and the design of the book. Start to get the marketing going. And there's always something to do here. It's a crazy time of year, but it's a lot of writing and research right now, and that'll continue through the end of May.
Tell everybody how they can get your info when it's ready.
Yeah, thanks. Pick6previews.com for the 2024 season preview book. Two pages per team. It's going on, 12 years now. It's a hard copy edition this year again with the digital option. Pick6previews.com and then on Twitter at Pick6previews.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bill.
There he is, Brett Ciancia. Always a pleasure. Does a very good job. On the text line, the call text option line, which is 615-844-5600, says, Bill, don't fight the two birthday thing. Embrace it. And this is Metro out of the 478, which is Central Georgia. That could be Warner Robins, Macon, Hawkinsville, all that whole gorgeous Central Georgia, Middle Georgia area. He says, great show, by the way. I just moved to the South from New England, where no one really cares about college football. I'm a convert due to you, Coach Pete, and the gang. Go Bulldogs, signed Metro in Georgia. That's exactly the purpose of the text line. That right there. Now, you don't have to say happy birthday. That's not important, but just the ability to communicate to the show whatever it is you've got, right? Whatever it is you have to say. That's it right there. Appreciate that, Metro, very much, sir. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Some rain showers really affecting certain parts of I-24 coming out of Montgomery County, Clarksville area, down through parts of Robertson County as well. Again, extra time. I can see it running slow in from Kentucky up there at the Tennessee-Kentucky state line because of the weather. Give yourself extra time as it loads up over here on 24 westbound at 840. All this traffic leaving Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards the Nashville area up through Antioch. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a brand new menu. Check them out today. They're awesome. Prince's Hot Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157.
931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tight and straight for LeJarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Pat, I sent you an audio clip. Is it ready? We're going to talk with Blake at the top of the hour. I am a Brian Kelly guy. I know that does not match various members of this audience who don't like him. And that's fair. But I like him. I think he's a very good coach. I think he's good enough to win a national championship as a head coach. That's very few coaches. Very few. And one of the reasons why he left Notre Dame, I think he felt like he'd done all he could do, but it was frustrating recruiting there. And it is easier to recruit to LSU. Now, Marcus Freeman's really got it going right now. He's taking another level as far as recruiting. But back to Brian Kelly, they've had problems on the defensive line, and they've also had a very, I'd say, plentiful name, image, likeness system. But with defensive linemen, this one confuses me a little bit. I got to admit, I'm a little confused. Here is the audio clip about their acquisition or lack thereof of defensive linemen.
So the D-line, interior D-linemen, where are you right now with that?
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently, and that is we want to recruit, we want to engage, build relationships, we want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately, right now, you know, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought, and look, I understand NIL is part of this, and we have an incredible collective We have very, very generous opportunities around the greater Baton Rouge area for NIL opportunities. So they are here. But we're not going to go out and buy players. That's not what this is about. This was never about that. We will develop you. We will get you ready for the next step, as we did with Jaden Daniels, as we did with Malik Nabers, as we did with Brian Thomas. We developed three defensive linemen that all got drafted this year, and we'll do that again. But if you're just looking to get paid, you're looking in the wrong place. If you'd like all the things that we do here in developing our players, bringing you into a championship program, playing in front of the best fan base in America, playing for championships, and having an opportunity for NIL, you should be a Tiger. But if you just want to get, paid, this is not the place for you.
I like Brian Kelly. I'm confused, though. That is a confusing message. That message right there is all over the place. What is he saying? We've got a really good collective, but we're not going to buy you. Remember, maybe not this year, but in the past, they've been one of the best transfer portal recipient schools in the country. That message right there, I'm not sure what the message is.
Sounds like that would come from West End, Bill.
Yes, he said sounds like a Vanderbilt message. Now, look, LSU is a place you can win big. That's not changing. But their shortcoming on the defensive line is glaring. That's not a secret. Everybody knows it. But we're not going to buy you. I mean, that's a big part of the game. I don't get that. It's almost like he's saying it to excuse the lack thereof. That's what it sounds like. I don't get that. I'm gonna have to talk to Blake. I'm sure Blake did a show last night on it. I didn't get to see it, but I'm gonna have to ask Blake about that one. That one's confusing. That's got a lot of mixed messaging on it. Jim and Jupiter said, Bill, List Radio, take a look. What do you think? And it's a list of the top 10, I believe the top 10, college football jobs. And, Jim, I'm trying to find it. It's now lost on my timeline. Let me keep going and see if I can find it. Where are you? I don't see it now. Where did that list go? Yeah, Jim, you put it out there, and I had it, and now it's jumped off the timeline. Jim, if you have that, well, let me see. I see it here. Don't know why I lost it, but I see it here. It's the best coaching jobs in college football, says in 24 and beyond. And I'll give you the top 10. This is a very difficult conversation because it requires a lot of knowledge. It's not difficult for me. Georgia 1. Texas 2, Ohio State 3, LSU 4, Bama 5, Oregon 6, Oklahoma 7, Florida State, Michigan, A&M. Yeah, let's get into that for a brief moment, then maybe we'll circle back later on it. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Certain areas are still seeing some pretty good rain showers, dealing with wet driving conditions, especially leaving Montgomery County, Clarksville, headed towards Nashville down the interstate. Be careful. I can see that the weather's also affecting that traffic up in Robertson County, parts of Sumner County, as well as you travel up and down 65, loading up even more with volume now on 24 coming westbound here up by 840 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards the Antioch area. Same things happening there in Hendersonville. It's heavy westbound on Vietnam Vets at Conference Drive. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Make it Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $7 billion for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit dnlottery.com to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
With the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Blake Ruffino, we'll get into that Brian Kelly clip when he comes on, top of the hour. Best coaching jobs in 24 and beyond, and Jim and Jupiter posted this. Georgia 1, Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Bama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Florida State, Michigan, A&M. Two criteria that matter most. Now, I'm assuming best coaching job would be the ability to win a national championship and the resources that goes along with it. But I'm assuming that's best job means you can reach the highest peak. That's what that means, I'm assuming. Two sets of criteria matter most. Geographic footprint and who your head coach is. Georgia's always been a sleeping superpower. Now they're not sleeping. But they've always had the ability to do what they're doing now. What's been missing? The right leadership. What would you say happens if Ray Goff takes over this program starting this year? They would deteriorate. I like Ray. I've known him since, heck, 1990 probably. Not a good head coach, though. He was a fantastic recruiter. Not a good head coach at all. Geographic footprint and who's your head coach? Club, will he take over Florida State? Where are they going? Right back down the drain, right? Bobby Bowden takes over in his prime. What happens? They become a superpower again. Mike Norvell looks like he's turned the corner there, too, with that last year's phenomenal run they had. Geographic footprint and who your head coach is. Florida, if Urban Meyer's coaching them, what are they? They're national championship teams. Spurrier coaches them. National championship. Competing for it all the time. If Billy Napier coaches them, or Will Muschamp coaches them, or whoever, McElwain, what do you think happens? Geographic footprint and head coach. It's that simple. It's first grade, kindergarten, preschool math. What's the best example of a team winning national championships and not having a geographic footprint at all? Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom. Now, you may say Oklahoma, but you got to remember, Oklahoma owns parts of Texas. Oklahoma recruits Texas because of geographic footprint and the Oklahoma tradition, like they are in Texas. Not the best example. Nebraska doesn't have a foothold anywhere in recruiting now. That's the best example. Some are saying Texas shouldn't be number two because they don't win national championships. Now, they won it in 05 and Darryl Royal won, but they don't win it like geographically they should. It's still a fantastic geographic footprint, and Sark just got them to the playoffs. It's a good program. It's a threatening program right now. I don't have a problem with Texas number two, even if they do not have the resume. Ohio State number three. I think once you get into those numbers, it really doesn't matter whether you have it 3, 4, or 5. You're telling me right now Ohio State's a better job than LSU or Alabama? Well, they're not winning like it. That's a fantastic geographic footprint, and they're a threat to win every year. Big, 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 big. They're not doing it, though. But it belongs somewhere in there. Ohio State absolutely belongs near the top. Now, Alabama might not be the most populated state, but it's a fantastic geographic footprint. Auburn is a ridiculously good geographic footprint. Think about it. Auburn, Alabama, and Athens, Georgia. Pat and I talked about it. You draw a 200-mile radius around Auburn, there are more dudes than you could possibly shake a stick at. Incredible. Again, geographic footprint. Oregon is not number six. That's not accurate. It's a good job. It's a good job. It's not one of the top 10 jobs in America. I know, Bill, they got Nike money. Better be careful there, Bill. They do. They have resources. But it's not a top 10. It's a very good job. You can be a very good place, destination, and not be the top 10. That's not accurate. Florida should be somewhere in here. They're not in the top 10. And they're just getting docked because they're not very good. Florida is absolutely one of the top jobs on this planet Earth for college football. What's missing there, Bill? That'd be leadership. That's all that's missing. Florida is a quick turnaround gig, if properly led. I mean a fast turnaround. Yeah, this list is interesting. It's inaccurate in several areas, and it's accurate in some. But I think there's a misunderstanding across the planet on what matters if you're talking about the best jobs. There's a huge misunderstanding. Blake Ruffino when we come back.